You are dealing with two things simultaneously, which are challenging. You are dealing with things that have gone wrong that you cannot control. And so there is a revisiting of some old feelings in your life from time to time. And so you are working with another layer of the onion personally, which actually is a good thing. But the world around you is stimulating some of the feelings you would prefer not to deal with. And that is your humanity. And we understand that. We would like, however, to make a few suggestions about making this separation, because these things are indeed two separate things. You see, the knowledge that something wrong is happening can very often send you to an emotional place that comes from earlier in your life that may not have quite cleared yet. And so these things must be separated. The things that are happening in the world out there are triggers for some of the things that you want to be clearing in your own life. We do not mean that you should be joyful that some of those things are triggered, but it does indeed give you an opportunity to pull another layer away of the things that have prevented you from being powerful. Let us say that again. This feeling of powerlessness and things that are not right in the world can actually stimulate some of the old feelings of powerlessness that you may have experienced in your life, giving you an opportunity to clear those away, leaving a space for you to have more power. More power, because another layer of the helplessness has gone away. And once again, we are not saying that this is a joyous time or that you should be happy for this, but we are saying that if you consider your life as the universe considers the life of the planet, then whatever is going on can either be used to strengthen you or used to your detriment personally. And what is going on now can be used to strengthen you. And how does that happen? When you pull your energy in and you focus your energy on yourself, on what you want to create, on how you want to live, and what is important to you, when your energy is focused on what you honor and what you respect, and that is the thing that is filling you, then ironically, you are becoming the thing that this thing that is happening outside here does not want you to become. And therein, there is a small victory. Bullies and people who hate women and people who are unreasonable and will not take in information and do dangerous things, they do not want women to become powerful. And so when you are in a time when the upset of the world is such that you have a choice about which way to go, you can get lost in the storm, or you can say, I must back away from that because I do not control that. However, I want to peel away any helplessness that might have come up for me. I want my energy back, and I want to make choices that are about myself, what I love, where I want my energy to go, what I want to do, how much I allow myself to feel joy, how much I allow myself to feel peace. You see, by moving your energy in this way, and here is the irony, you become whatever that other force does not want you to become. And it is good, and it is not to show them anything, but it is to increase your own strength and to hold your own power. And that is, what could we say, the best protest of all. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teaching of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the blue of peace come down around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Bring your attention into your heart center and feel a rain falling in your heart center. And the rain is love, and it restores the heart. And watch your own heart center begin to grow. See what is there in your heart center. Look around you and see the colors, the shapes, the forms, whatever you see growing in your heart. And know that what you see is fed by love, and that the universe is filling your heart with love. Look to your left and see that there is a path in your heart that becomes bright. And allow yourself to walk up that path. Until you come to a place of healing. And see what that place looks like for you. If there's water, drink the healing water or rest in it. If there is healing clarity, then step into the crystal energy that makes you clear. If there is release, healing through release, then let the wind blow through and take away anything you no longer wish to carry. And in this place, find that there is a gift. Rest the mind. Know the gift. Come back down the path and see how your heart has grown, and see that a path straight ahead of you is illuminated. You may leave your gift in a safe place as you walk down the central path, moving you higher up in your heart. And feel how the energy changes and you are lifted. And come to a high place. And breathe in the energy that propels you forward in your life. And exhale any blockage to forward movement. And as you move forward, see that a second gift has been left for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. And take that gift with you. Come back down the path, breathing the energy as you come. And place this gift with the first gift. And look to the right and see that a path is illuminated. And begin to move forward on that path. And feel that a gentle rain falls to relieve you of your burden, to take away heaviness, to take away perfection, to take away demand, to take away judgment. Let the rain wash that away from your body so that your path on the right side is joyful and strong. And as you move forward, know that you are lighter and lighter still. And know that the air is filled with wisdom. And come to a high place. And find your third gift there. and breathing in the released energy of this path and renewed energy in your body. Come back down the path and return to your heart with your three gifts and feel your heart aglow with love and power and wisdom and support. See the beauty of your own heart center and all the gifts that it holds. And open the crown and let the universe send its golden light into your body, into your mind, into your third eye, into your throat center. Feel the gold blend with the love in your heart. Let the gold flow into your solar plexus, your second center, your root, and allow the universe to give you everything. Feel the gold flow through your body and outside of your body. And feel your own spirit returning to you with your birthright. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes. Yes.